The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to acknowledge that it is the end of school for lots of kids out there today, or maybe yesterday, tomorrow. Mine finished last Friday, a little bit earlier than most. And it begs the question for lots of parents, well, what do we do about the teachers? Do we buy them something? You know, Terry's chocolate orange, a bottle of wine, a voucher, or maybe nothing at all. Maybe they shouldn't be buying anything. Maybe there should be an outright ban on parents buying anything. It puts pressure, undue pressure, on parents to outperform each other in the giving stakes. Well, our reporter Elaine Smith has taken to the streets of Cork today to ask people what they think of a present for teacher at the end of term.
Well, in primary school I did, but when my children went into secondary school I said no. But in primary school, because they have the one teacher for the year and the teacher invests so much in them, and you come to know them quite well. If I was a bit stuck and I didn't know the teacher, I might buy a gift voucher.
And do you think it's a good thing to do?
I think it is, it's nice.
I get it for the younger by in primary school, and I think teachers do deserve something every single year, because they work so hard. Like, normally he'd probably bring in something for a teacher's dog, no, or something like that, you know, when she goes walking, or that's something that he kind of looks forward to.
Do you think it's a good idea to give teachers gifts at the end of the year?
I suppose I do and I don't. I suppose some people are in a fortunate position that they can afford to give the gifts, which is probably putting pressure on other parents feeling they have to give the gifts because their child would be the only one not giving the gift in school. So, yeah, I'm 50-50. I'm a bit split. I just think a nice thank you card and some nice words inside goes a long way.
So, as a teacher, how do you feel about receiving gifts at the end of the year?
It's one of those things that it makes you feel a little bit valued, to be honest with you, and it's a nice gesture. At the same time, I don't kind of put too much store into it, because I understand that, you know, occasionally you get people who might be a bit hard-pressed, and even a card, to be honest with you, which is a lovely gesture. But the most common one would be toiletries. Lynx Africa. To be fair, it keeps you stocked up for the year, you know?
I do. I give them every year. Normally, someone sets up a WhatsApp group and we just give money every year. So it's just easier, but not this year. So I would have bought them like a candle and flowers and chocolates each, because they are really good. And you just want to show your appreciation somehow.
Yeah, people in Cork speaking to our reporter Elaine Smith. That's the smell of all of those male primary school teachers come September, getting through the store of Lynx Africa that they're currently being given in schools up and down the country as the kids finish. Mary McCarthy is with me. She's a columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, have you given gifts in the past?
Hi, Kieran. How are you? I was laughing at the Lynx Africa. I remember giving that to my dad for years and years, and he used to just throw it in the bin. But anyway, he told me that later. Do you know what happens in our school, Kieran, is we have like a cash donation. So everyone revolutes €10 to someone who's collecting it, and then we give a voucher. And that is, you can see kind of the benefits of that. Like, you know, it's always nice to get a voucher, and it takes away the hassle of having to go out and buy a present, and then it's not that expensive, but it does put pressure on people who may not have it. And like, by the structure of the way you donate it on Revolut, you can see who's given it. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to kind of track. So I kind of feel that puts pressure, like if you don't have it. So I don't really think the cash donation is a great way to do it. And another reason is, sometimes it's kind of fun for the child, if, you know, if they really love their teacher, to go and pick them out something nice. It doesn't have to be expensive. Mm. And then, or even for the parents, like when we lived abroad in Greece, and there everyone got your teacher something small. I mean, there was a neighbour who used to just pick flowers from her garden, or you'd get your kid to make a card or whatever. But we used to buy books, and, well, I liked that, but maybe the teacher didn't. But I kind of think it takes away, like, teachers are just an incredible group of people, and they work their socks off, so they deserve appreciation. But I think they'd hate to think that there'd be some families who'd be like, Jesus, you know, €20, yeah, they've got two kids, when they need it for the supermarket shop or whatever, you know. But Kieran, can I just say a little word of warning? Don't give artwork, because I remember in Greece there was one year this mom organized for all the parents to get their kids to do a painting, and then she made this huge collage. Like, the teacher was horrified, you know. She's seeing the kids' artwork all year, and, you know, this is the last thing she wants, is to bring home artwork. But I think she was kind of like, looked horrified. What's she going to do with this massive collage? I think it's nice to market, but I think it does put a little bit of pressure, and there's loads of bills flying at you, you know.
Some of the pressure, though, Mary, it strikes me, even listening to some of the teachers speaking there, it's kind of self-imposed pressure. Like, it certainly sounds like, and any teachers I know, like, if they just got a card, a little homemade card that said, thank you so much, teacher, for all of the work during the year, you know, have a great summer, they'd be equally happy with it. You know what I mean? It's understandable, but it's the parents kind of put the pressure on themselves. I don't think teachers do it.
Yeah, you're right, actually, because it is something that's kind of like, okay, it goes on the WhatsApp, like, 3 weeks before end of term, okay, the 10 euro for Mrs. Ward or whatever, and then there's all these reminders. So, you know, you can't really get out of it, but you're right, it is, we feel we should do something. But, like, I know my mom was a teacher, and she used to say, like, she's even kept some letters. I remember this, like, people wrote her a letter after he did. She's a geography teacher, and he wasn't very academic, but he got a C, and he wrote her a letter and said, thank you. And, like, she still has that, and that's, I think most teachers would be delighted, you know, just to get a nice...
And I've never heard of the teacher who comes back in September and says, kind of earmarks, says, well, Mary gave me a nice bottle of Rioja there, but Kieran gave me nothing but a little homemade card.
Oh,
you know, I'm going to pick on him this term. So I don't think anybody should feel under pressure. Simon Lewis is with us as well. He's the principal of the Educate Together National School in Carlow. Simon, you're welcome to the show. I mean, is it a thing because of pressure there should be policies, or should it just be left up to individual pupils and teachers and parents and principals to deal with?
Yeah, hi, Kieran. Nice to talk to you again. I think you're right that this is a sort of a self-imposed thing on parents. As teachers, we don't expect anything at all when it comes to, you know, Christmas or the end of the year. But if, you know, a child or a family, you know, want to send a little token of gratitude, it's always appreciated, but there's certainly no expectation. I'm kind of horrified at WhatsApp groups of looking for donations and things like that. I think that's certainly overboard.
You can see the logic in why it was set up maybe in the first place. You know, like, instead of 20 of the kids buying a 10 euro present, let's all lump together and buy teacher a nice 200 euro voucher for the restaurant in town. It makes sense, but then it places a bit of a pressure on everybody to pony up.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I can imagine, you know, I think as I missed your guest,
Mary.
Mary said that, you know, it also takes away, you know, the child picking something nice or as well, which I think, I mean, we did, for example, my child is wanted to give his teacher a little present saying he wants to buy a bone for her dog, you know, that was what he wanted. Now we added something else to it, but you know, that's what probably made it special. And she I spoke to her today, and she said, oh, I can't believe he thought of my dog, kind of thing. And it was just that kind of, it's those little things. I mean, I'd say the bone cost less than 2 euro, but I mean, it was the thing that he was appreciating. He wrote her a little note, and you know, I keep some of the letters I had, you know, from the last 20 years of teaching, and you look back on them sometimes. You know, it's those things. It's not, we just don't expect anything, but you know, it is lovely, you know, to see those little gestures, you know, of appreciation, particularly when they come from the child, you know, because it means so much more, I would say, than let's say a WhatsApp voucher kind of thing that could work, whatever, a voucher coming from a WhatsApp group. Although I wouldn't say no to someone.
if anyone has already bought the voucher for Simon this year, I mean, don't cash it in. He's willing to accept it.
Jeez, I'm working in the wrong school, I think. But anyway.
Simon, we appreciate your time as always. Listen, thanks a million for joining. Simon Lewis is the principal of the Educate Together in Carlow, and Mary McCarthy's a columnist of the Irish Independent. Brendan in Mayo is a primary teacher. He says the best present you can get is when a parent just says the words thanks. Another listener, I'm in a WhatsApp class group, like Mary described. The pressure to commit a few quid is relentless. In one of the classes, I've been called out for not giving the money fast enough. Ban it completely. Anne says, I work in a preschool and I don't expect to get anything from the parents, and I blush when they do. I love my job, but have to dig on. I have to dig in for social welfare in the summer. I'm going to give away lots of chocolates to charity. Thank you to the parents and to their lovely children. Oliver in Bray says, the best thing to give a teacher is a homemade card with a few kind words written by the pupils themselves. Another, though, says, in our school, banned outright. The principal 2 years ago sent around a note, best move ever. 53106. Do you buy a present for the teacher at the end of the year? What do you buy? Should they be banned outright? What about collecting a few quid off everyone in the class? Does that make sense? Or is it a bit too much pressure for parents out there struggling with the increased cost of living? Let me know. Like I say, that text number, 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.